We are doing Tayang Mitzvot, and we were holding by the section of prayer of Birkat Kohanim. So he says that when Kohanim get prepared to bless the nation, they say, we are preparing ourselves to bless the nation, and this is the fulfillment of the mitzvah to say, the biblical commandment to bless the Jewish people, as the verse says, Kotev Achut Neisrael. This is how we should bless the Jewish people. And afterwards, they say, Vidui, God, we did what you told us, etc. And that's a fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah of saying Vidui. A person is preparing after Shmone Esrei, after Chazrat Hashatz, we say Vidui, right? Aval anachnu v'avotenu chatanu, that's the main point of the Vidui. We say, Hashem, we sinned, we regret that we sinned, that's Vidui. Everything else is nice additions. But if for some reason you're in a rush, you're about to go out to the army base or whatever it is, and you don't have that minute, so at least say those words. But Hashem, we and our forefathers have sinned, and that's Vidui, and that's a fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah of saying Vidui. And what else are we going to do after damning? We do nefilat apayim, we fall on our faces, as our sages instituted, and they aligned it with the verse, Vayipol Moshe al panav. Moshe fell on his face in prayer. And by Yeshua also it says that Yeshua prayed to Hashem and he fell before Hashem. So we're doing the rabbinic institution of Nefilat HaPayim, and every rabbinic institution is a biblical positive commandment and a biblical prohibition. On Monday and Thursday, a person should prepare himself. He should have in mind, I'm going to add the requests, the tachnunim, that our sages instituted. And when the Sgan stands up for Kriyat HaTorah, a person should say, I'm preparing myself to perform the mitzvah taseh. When the Sgan stands up to call, I guess, the Kohen Rishon, so when we let the Kohen get the first aliyah, we're fulfilling the biblical commandment of Vekidashto, give honor, give holiness to the offsprings of Aaron. We let him have the first aliyah, the Kohen. We're fulfilling this biblical mitzvah.
But not all communities do we do every day.